Welcome to another session of Jazz Stew, real jazz to feed the soul. I'm your host, Annie Taylor. The best part about this time of year is that baseball spring training has started, and that calls for celebration. Actually, anything to celebrate during the winter doldrums is a plus, and we've got some great vintage baseball and spring songs to help you get in the mood for warmer weather. It's the best jazz your ears have ever tasted. In this episode, we're showcasing vintage baseball tunes from the compilation soundtrack of Ken Burns' documentary, Baseball, a film by Ken Burns. It's one of our favorites, so we thought we'd share them with you as well. So let's step up to the plate, or should I say bowl, ladle up a large one, and swing for the fences. First up is the Treniers, who were an American musical group led by identical twins Cliff and Claude Trenier, with the Jean Gilbo Orchestra, which included Don Hill on saxophone, Shifty Henry, and later James Jimmy Johnson on bass, Henry Tucker Green on drums, and Jean Gilbo on piano. Active since the 1940s, they played a cross between swing and early rock and roll, and they were also known for the humorous content of many of their songs. In 1955, the group released the song Say Hey, the Willie Mays song, about Giants center fielder Willie Mays, which included some dialogue by the Hall of Famer himself. From the album soundtrack, Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, from the September 1994 CD on Nonesuch Records, it's Say Hey, Willie Mays, on Jazz Stew, real jazz, to feed the soul.
What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all field.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay, hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time, I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than can't begin. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Choo-choo train swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when it passes third, and he heads home like an eagle bird.
Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Served his Uncle Sam. He left the Giants in an awful jam. But now he's back and he's Leo's joy. And Willie's still a growing boy.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. That giant kid is great. Say Willie. Gonna say.
Say hey.
The Treniers, Say Hey, Willie Mays, on Jazz Stew. During the 3 years that he recorded for Verve, flautist Herbie Mann's playing changed from straight bop to incorporating elements of Latin, African, and South American music. And one of the highlights of this excellent overview of Mann's Verve period includes The Peanut Vendor. With Herbie Mann on flute, he's joined by Howard Roberts on guitar, Warren Miller and Alfred Lustgarten on violin, Robert Ostrowski and Milton Thomas on viola, Justin D. Taleo and Edgar Lustgarten on cello, Jerry Cale and Ziggy Schatz on trumpet, Jimmy Rowles on piano, Johnny Ray on vibes, Buddy Clark and Tony Reyes on bass, Mel Lewis on drums, and Carlos Potato Valdez on congas. Released in 1957 for Verve, this is from the Verve Jazz Masters Volume 56, 1996 CD, The Peanut Vendor, on Jazz Stew. Herbie Mann, The Peanut Vendor, on Jazz Stew. Here's a home run of a tune for you. Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? That was easily an instant classic. The song was originally written and performed by Buddy Johnson, who recorded it in 1949 and saw it peak on the charts at number 13. That same year, Count Basie re-recorded the tune on the Victor label, and his version became a true baseball standard. By the way, the voice heard on Count Basie's classic rendition is Basie's bandmate Taps Miller. From the album soundtrack Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, from the September 1994 CD on Nonesuch Records, here now is the version including Natalie Cole on vocals. Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? On Jazz Stew.
Hit that ball, really hit it, yes, and that ain't all. he's so home. Yes, yes, Jack is real gone.
Count Basie and his orchestra, along with Natalie Cole. Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? On Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew Goes to Spring Training, a collection of vintage baseball and spring songs to bring in spring. On Jazz Stew. Real jazz. To feed the soul. I'm Annie Taylor. This next tune is from George Howard, along with Dean Gant on keys, David Williams on guitar, and Nathan East on bass. From the Steppin' Out album released in 1984 by GRP, here is A Tear of Spring on Jazz Stew.
Thank you.
George Howard, A Tear of Spring, on Jazz Stew. From one of the great alto jazz saxophonists, here is Cannonball Adderley from the Verve Jazz Masters Volume 31, released in November of 1994 and written by Rodgers and Hart. This is Spring Is Here on Jazz Stew.
Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley. Spring is here on Jazz Stew. Take Me Out to the Ball Game was written in 1908 by Tin Pan Alley songwriters Jack Norworth and Albert Von Tilzer, who had never seen a baseball game. In fact, Jack Norworth went to his first game in 1940. That's just a tidbit for you. This rendition is from former Yankee slugger Bernie Williams from his debut album Moving Forward, released right around the beginning of the regular season last year on Reform Records. Here is Take Me Out to the Ballgame on Jazz Stew. Real jazz. To feed the soul.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now batting for the Yankees, number 51, Bernie Williams. Number 51.
Bernie Williams, Take Me Out to the Ballgame on Jazz Stew. Mabel Scott is known as one of the last of the Boogie Woogie Girls. From her career that spanned from 1938 to 1955, she recorded quite a few Boogie Woogie tunes. One in particular, in keeping with our theme, and we're featuring it here for you now. From the 1994 Nonesuch recording soundtrack Baseball, a film from Ken Burns, here is Baseball Boogie on Jazz Stew.
If I pitch, can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hard one? You
Mabel Scott, Baseball Boogie, on Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew Goes to Spring Training, a collection of vintage baseball and spring songs to bring in spring on Jazz Stew. Real jazz to feed the soul. I'm Annie Taylor. Here's a feel-good spring song from the chairman of the board. Originally recorded in 1956 and arranged by Nelson Riddle, this tune was first released on the album Songs for Swingin' Lovers and remastered for Classic Sinatra, released in 2000 on Capitol Records. Here is You Make Me Feel So Young on Jazz Stew. Real jazz to feed the soul.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Frank Sinatra, You Make Me Feel So Young on Jazz Stew. Throughout his career, Branford Marsalis has blazed trails in all forms of music, from rock to progressive jazz in his solo albums. He won a Grammy in 1993 for Best Jazz Instrumental Performance and another in 1994 for Best Pop Instrumental Performance. But in 1995, he was nominated for yet another Grammy in the category of Best Pop Instrumental Performance for his stirring rendition of The Star-Spangled Banner. Branford is joined here by Bruce Hornsby and John Stafford Smith. And here it is for you now. From the 1994 Nonesuch Recording soundtrack, Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, The Star-Spangled Banner on Jazz Stew. Thank you. Branford Marsalis, The Star-Spangled Banner, on Jazz Stew. She sang about the hope of new love, the sadness of lost love. Her voice could caress, comfort, charm, or chide. There was only one lady, Lady Day. This next tune was originally recorded on July 5th, 1939, with Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Tab Smith on alto, Kenneth Holland and Stanley Payne on tenor, Sonny White on piano, Bernard Addison on guitar, Johnny Williams on bass, and Eddie Dougherty on drums. The re-release is available on the Verve Music Group 2000 CD, The Definitive Billie Holiday. Here is Some Other Spring on Jazz Stew.
Some other spring I've tried to love, now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night spring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find, it's not true that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart, it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to see love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love with some other spring.
Holiday, Some Other Spring, on Jazz Stew. You're listening to Jazz Stew Goes to Spring Training, a collection of vintage baseball and spring songs to bring in spring. On Jazz Stew, real jazz, to feed the soul, I'm Annie Taylor. Les Brown was a big band leader and composer, best known for his nearly seven decades of work with his group Les Brown and his Band of Renown, from 1938 to 2001. Les Brown and the Band of Renown, consisting of Les Brown and Orchestra, Benjamin Homer, Alan Courtney, and Betty Bonney. They performed with Bob Hope on radio, stage, and TV for almost 50 years. They also did 18 USO tours for American troops around the world. And here's another baseball icon in song. From the 1994 None Such Recording soundtrack album Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, here is Les Brown and his Band of Renown, Joltin' Joe DiMaggio, on Jazz Stew.
Joltin' Joe We need a hit, so here I go.
Ball one.
Hey!
Ball two.
Hey!
Right one.
Ooh!
Right two.
Fill that up, fire.
Yeah!
A case of Wheaties.
Just a man and not a freak, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He tied the mark at 44, July the 1st, you know. Since then he's hit a good 12 more, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horsehide sphere, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, Joe DiMaggio, we want you on our side.
He'll live in baseball's Hall of Fame, he got there blow by blow. Our kids will tell their kids his name, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
We dream of Joey with the light from back. Joe, Joe DiMaggio,
we want you on our side. Whispers low of how they stopped our Joe. One night in Cleveland, oh, 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 goodbye Street DiMaggio.
Les Brown and his band of renown, Jolton Joe DiMaggio on Jazz Stew. Here is a Hank Jones tune honored by Jeffrey Keyser, along with Benny Green, from their 2002 Telarc CD Sublime. Here is Things Are So Pretty in the Spring on Jazz Stew. Real jazz to feed the soul. Thank you. Jeffrey Keyser, Things Are So Pretty in the Spring, on Jazz Stew. We're going to wrap up our spring training session with this next tune composed by Fran Landsman with lyrics and Tommy Wolfe with music. Landsman wrote the song shortly after she initiated her collaboration with Tommy Wolfe at the Crystal Palace in St. Louis in 1952 during her exploration of the T.S. Eliot line, April is the cruelest month. The song was titled, Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Bassist Ron Carter, along with Houston Person on tenor, gives us their rendition. From their 1998 CD compilation, here is Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most on Jazz Stew. Thank you. Ron Carter and Houston Person. Spring can really hang you up the most on Jazz Stew. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Jazz Stew Goes to Spring Training. I'm your host, Annie Taylor. Thanks so much for keeping us company around a hearty stew pot of the best jazz your ears have ever tasted. Look for new side dishes, special features, as well as a blog that I promise to do much more often. I'm also working on the recipe page and lots more on our website, jazzstew.com. Follow us on Twitter and become a fan of ours on Facebook. And tune in next time to find out what's cooking on Jazz Stew. Real jazz to feed the soul.